Latinos are the fastest growing group nationwide in Obamacare's health exchanges, yet most of the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants are barred by law from buying the coverage. Reporter Mary Wiltenberg spent time with one Maryland family, learning how their immigration status has influenced their health over the years.
It's an unspoken irony in this busy East Baltimore insurance agency that the women who work 8 hours a day selling home and car protection plans to Baltimore's Latino community don't have health insurance themselves.
With being undocumented, unfortunately, there's no access to health care, health insurance, specifically the Affordable Care Act coverages.
That's saleswoman Natalie Uribe. She came here when she was one from Chile. Her family came on a tourist visa and stayed. They found work, learned English, Natalie's sister was born, and they lived a pretty typical American life, except in one way.
At first, they were very calm seizures, just a quick kind of shaking of the body, and you kind of lose sensation in parts of your face. But she would just sleep it off, and she'd be fine.
16 years ago, Natalie's mom, Marlene, developed epilepsy. Because she was undocumented, she couldn't get Medicaid, and earning $300 a week as a nanny, she couldn't afford to buy her own insurance. So her health care was spotty, ER visits and charity clinics, and she got worse.
We would have to take her to the hospital. They were very serious grand mal seizures. She wouldn't faint, she wouldn't stop. And then she had a TIA, so a mini stroke.
Meantime, Natalie's sister, a U.S. citizen, was growing up with typical American medical care, a pediatrician, vaccinations. Natalie didn't have that. Instead, as Natalie's English surpassed her parents, she became the family interpreter and medical advocate.
You know, when it comes down to your mother's health or school, you know, mom, that obviously it's more important than missing math class that day, which the schools don't understand.
That's a role Natalie still plays today, even as we talk on a recent night at their home. That can be painful, Marlene says.
She always be there for me, for giving support. I try to give some support to her, but I feel like she give more support to me. And I'm supposed to be the mother.
But Marlene says she might not have reached her 40th birthday if it hadn't been for Natalie. She recalls a scary time a doctor prescribed her a new drug. She'd be driving someplace and suddenly have no idea where she was. Once her husband caught her flipping a frying steak with her bare hands.
It's like, I can work, I can drive, I now remember everything. Sometimes it's hard to say because it's the medicine.
After that, Marlene went off medication. At 13, Natalie researched online and read that medical marijuana had worked to control epilepsy symptoms in some patients. So for the past 8 years, with doctors' tacit approval, her mom has relied on that, and it's cut her seizures dramatically. Natalie explains.
So now she, thanks to the medical marijuana and everything, she's kind of gotten her life back.
But at the moment, Marlene's health doesn't depend on her daughter's Google skills. Last year, she and her husband were accepted into CHAP, a new charity program through Kaiser Permanente that doesn't ask about immigration status. Program director Kimberly Fox remembers one enrollment event.
I got there early, and when I got into the auditorium, it was completely filled with families and individuals needing and seeking to be screened for charitable care and coverage that were in need. It was all word of mouth.
1,300 people in Baltimore got 2 years of free insurance and subsidized care. This February, Natalie was added to her parents' plan. So now, at 21, she's seeing a doctor regularly for the very first time.
She spoke to me. She said, "What's your main health issue or concern?" And I said, "Well, you're looking at it. My main issue is my weight."
Natalie may not have time to deal with that issue with her doctor, though. The Kaiser program ends in December. Current members can reapply for 2 more years, but nothing's for sure. For WIPR, I'm Mary Wiltenberg in East Baltimore.